Pasuk Dalet, Paragimel Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Pasuk, sorry, Paragimel Pasuk Dalet, Umitzach Hein Vesechel Tov Be'enei Lekim Va'adam. So my Melch says, you should find Hein. Okay, so going again just to look back at the Pesukim before, B'ni Terosi Al Tishkach, don't forget my Torah and guard the mitzvahs in your heart. Arich Yom Shneischaim v'Shalom Yisifalach. You get Arichas Yomim Shalom Chesed v'Emes Al Yazvucha. Don't leave Chesed v'Emes. Koshim Al Gai Goresecha. Kosvim Aluch V'Becha. Tie them to your neck and write them on the walls of your heart. And the Gruach explained that Chesed v'Emes is both Bein Adam L'Mokim and Bein Adam L'Chaveir, and he gave a little description of each. Omitzach Chein v'Seichel Toiv Bein Elikim V'Adam. And you'll find Chein v'Seichel Toiv in the eyes of Hashem and man. Says the Gro, Matzah Chein V'Seichel Toiv Chein V'Lashon Chinam. Chein is a Lashon, it's from the Lashon of Chinam, which is free. Chein K'siv Tamid Eitzel Chein Mitzia. Therefore, right, literally, we translate usually, I guess, as charm. So he says it's Lashon Chinam, Lashon of something that's free. Therefore, we always find by the lashon of chein, the lashon of metzia, finding. Right? You find when you find something, it's you found it for free. You didn't buy it. Imna matzasi chein. That's why the lashon is always, right? If I will find chein in your eyes,
I can acquire chein.
Oh, right. So that's exactly. So before in this farm, then chein is lemaisa. It's a matana from the Rebbeinu Shleilim. Some people have it. Some people don't. Some people have more, some people have less. It's not something, right? It's not something that you can really acquire. I mean, you might be able to improve a little bit, but in general, it's a godly giving gift. That's basically the insight. Obviously, over here, he's saying that if you do it right, if you do the Torah, you do the things, then that Rav Hashem is going to give you that gift. But it's not something. It's not like your avodah per se is bringing it. Something that's his point, right? If you're gonna keep the Torah, keep the mitzvahs, and do it, and you know, connect yourself to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam the way you're supposed to, so then Hashem will give you the chein. But it's not a varta. It's not an outcome of your personal avoda. That's not something that you can work on your, let's say, hisgabras or overpowering the yitzhara. That's something which obviously for that also you need the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, right? Without that Kishbol's help, you can't overcome the Yetzer. But there's some things that, again, even that, Kiviyachal, it's your work together with Hashem's help, Kiviyachal, right? Over here, it's purely a matana from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And he'll give you that matana if you're deserving of it because you're of your Torah mitzvahs. V'seichel Toiv, what's Seichel? So again, we saw this in the beginning of Mishlei, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Gimel, that Seichel hu Hatzlocha. Seichel means Hatzlocha, right? He brought the Pasuk, David Maskil b'chol davar, right? He was Matzliach in everything. Maskil is the Lashon of Hatzlocha. She Hatzliach darkecha, that he will be Matzliach your ways. V'hainu. Oh, so what is this? V'schar chesed shumat naschinam. As the reward for the chesed, which he mentioned in the previous pasuk, chesed ve'emes al yezvucha, by virtue of the fact that you have not left chesed, right? You stick to chesed, you don't leave it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you matnas chinam. Will give you, right? Again, because chesed. Oh, so. Right, like he explained before, as a reward for the chesed, which itself is the giving of something free. That's what chesed is definitionally. That's what he explained. We saw it last week, is that you give something where you don't owe the person that thing that you're giving him. That's a chesed. Okay, so in as a reward for that chesed, which is a matnas chinam that you give to someone else. Timtze gamkin chein shumat neschinam. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will give you chein reward as a mat neschinam. So that's it's a mida keneged mida. For your mat neschinam, which is chesed, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will give you chein, which is also mat neschinam. Ubeschar ha emes. So, right, he mentioned two things in the previous pasuk, chesed ve'emes. So, as a reward for the emes, yetzliach derachecha be'enei elokim v'adam, Hashem will be matzliach your ways in the eyes of Hashem v'adam. Same way chesed emes is in two inyanim. Bein adam lechaver, bein adam lamakim kanal. Kein timtzachin v'seichel toiv gam kein bein elikim ubein adam. Same way the girl explained in the previous pasuk, chesed emes is in both inyanim. You have chesed in bein adam lechaver, you have chesed bein adam lamakim. You have emes in bein adam lechaver and emes bein adam lamakim. So too, you get chein v'seichel toiv in both. Einei Elokim ube'einei Adam. Stam just happy to speak that with Schara Emes, Yetzliach Derechecha be'einei Elokim v'Adam, it's not a pashut reward. Because when a person goes with, it's not so easy to go with the truth, to go with the Emes. Right? Not always, or very often. The Derech HaEmes is not necessarily what other people view in a positive light, or you might find yourself getting kind of distanced from others sometimes because you're trying to go with Derech HaEmes, and other people maybe are preventing it or whatever. Don't look on that path in a positive light. But I think I'm certainly, this is the way my experience in life has shown me. And I think this is exactly what the Gros over here is saying as Pshat as Pasuk, is that if the person Lamaisa is doing that because of the Emes, right, he's not doing that for his own personal gains and personal wars, whatever, but this is the Derech or Emes, and he goes with it. So the Rebbein Shem then will be Matzliach, your Derech, Be'ein Elikim V'Adam. In other words, at the end of the day, people will still look at you in a positive way, even if at the beginning perhaps they don't. But when they realize, people sense truth, and truth speaks very, very strongly. People respect that. That even if they're not fond of it, perhaps at the beginning, at the end of the day, they're going to have respect, and you'll find, you know, chein v'seichel toiv, so to say, in their eyes. I think that's a point you said.
Emes is saying means the yatzliach. That means as opposed to chinam.
As opposed to
chinam. Chin is something yatzliach. It's not toitzav v'yemaisin.
Yeah. Yatzliach. But it's interesting. It's a interesting lashon, right? It's yatzliach derachecha be'enei Elokim ube'enei Adam. Like it's a hatzlacha. What does that mean, right? A hatzlacha should be something which is absolute, like you're either Matzliach or you're not Matzliach. What does it mean to be Matzliach? In the eyes of Hashem and in the eyes of people. So that's what I'm saying, is that people are going to look at you as, at the end of the day, they're going to realize your Hatzlacha. They're going to take note of it and they're going to respect it. You're not going to look like some kind of this guy's nuts. They'll see the Hatzlacha. They'll be recognized by others as well. B'tachel Hashem b'chol ibecha. Have a bitochen in Hashem with all your heart, v'al binosa al tishein, and don't lean on your understanding.
Is that al that means al, right?
What's that?
This al means like al. We have such things.
I'm so used to this terminology. The ma'aseh, you find it in other places in Tanakh also. So that's it's like in a certain sense, on. Okay, yeah. It's like don't turn to it. Also could be in that meaning, but you're right, leaning is like on, really leaning on something. So the girl says, "B'tachel Hashem b'chol libcho, haynu shiyeh libcho sholem b'midas habitochin. Your heart should be complete, whole, b'midas habitochin. V'lo b'miktas halev. Not just partial. Part of your heart, you have mixed feeling. Yeah, part of you is saimeich on your shtadlus, on your gewaldige seichel, and on your gewaldige know-how, and your gewalt, right? But the other part of you is also like, well, my son, no, I need the Rebbein Shalom, yeah? No, that's not good. Tachel Hashem b'chol ibecha. You have to realize...
Is that actually something like b'tochen hachi b'chol which isn't good enough? I mean, there's sort of everything has to be called in, no? Every aberration.
Sure. It's all or nothing, you think?
I don't know if necessarily if it would be correct to contrast it to other midas. Over here it's more of because you know if you just take the lashonis of people, right? Be'ezus Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya. So you can kind of be fooled into thinking, right? You can think on your own that yeah, we have a partnership here. I'll do half the work, you do half the work. It's a And that is what Gros say. No, that's not what Bitachon is. Bitachon is you have to realize that you have no, whatever you do is nothing. The whole entire thing, the activity as well. What you know, you have Chochmah. That's also the Baruch Shams. You were able to carry out your plan. You were able to put something up, put something together. That was also the Baruch Shams. There's nothing here that's yours. Don't pat yourself on the back. That's Bitachon Hashem b'chol yibecha. And then for the future, obviously, you have to know that everything you do, it's all the Baruch Shams. It says, they say it in different ischayos, a famous joke or story, chayos, I don't know, it's probably true also, many times over, but the person's davening to Hashem and begging Hashem, please give me Yeshua for something, whatever it is, and right, like mamash tich kadei, right while they're davening, they get that Yeshua, they find out that they get the Yeshua, so they turn to Rabbi Yeshua and say, oh, forget it, I used to doubt the levad, I worked it out on my own. That's like people like don't realize how much they're really not being Vayteich Hashem even when they're davening perhaps. So B'tachel Hashem b'chol yibecha, right? With leiv shalim and not b'mikzas haleiv. Vel binoscha al tisha'ein. Shelo yitoyma evtach b'Hashem. You shouldn't say I'll be Vayteich b'Hashem. But I'm obligated to do and to lean also on my seichel. So therefore he says, no, don't lean. Right? Don't even look at your seichel as a cane, as something to lean on. Meaning, right? We're not talking about a guy here that thinks that he's really dependent on what he's doing, but he thinks that his actions are at least they help out. No, don't even look at them as a cane that's helping you walk. It's not helping you. B'chol, it's a chiyuv. You have to do it, but not alt that it has anything to do with the outcome. Ela b'tach b'Hashem b'chol libecha. Your b'tachon has to be with all your heart. It's a very hard thing. If I remember correctly, the Adam and Mikhelm, he said about his son. Rav Tzvi Hirsch was really a Talmud Mufak of the Sav Mikhel, his son. His son was Mamish, an unbelievable Muslim, and his son was a businessman. I think if I remember correctly, the Sav Mikhel said about his son, like he praised him very highly because a person could be a businessman and be a big Bal Bitachon, to be Makai, this B'tachel Hashem B'chol Yibecha as a businessman, is an extremely hard avodah. It's extremely, because at the end of the day, the derech ha'olam and what's expected of us is to work l'fi the klalim, the teva of this world. And when you're doing business, though, that means you're thinking, okay, how do I do this in the best way? You know, who do I buy to? Who do I buy from? Who do I sell to? Where should I get the where should I get the product? There's a lot of decision making, and when you're decision making, you're using your seichel. But to realize that, no, the entire process of decision-making, the entire process of planning, from A to Z, is all the Rabbanu Shalom, and the Hatzlach has zero to do with anything you thought. Even if you thought it, okay, the Rabbanu Shalom put it into your head, he could have made you miss it, so many people make the different other decisions, you know. It's all the Rabbanu Shalom. Every single aspect of the Hatzlach has nothing to do with you. It's just that's an unbelievable madrega. It's an unbelievable madrega. You know, you just like, let's say you have a workforce, whatever, and you get, so you need a salesman to make a deal. So you find who's the best salesman here. He's got the best Kayach HaDibur. So your decision over here, you're zeroing in on the guy who's got the best capability to bring the sale in. And that guy knows you're going to him because he's the best at it. So how do you overcome all that and say, well, yeah, all that is really mitzad ishtadlus, but the tzad, the outcome has nothing to do with it, which is that emes, which is the truth. It's a phenomenal drega that it's not just going to be, you know, that it's going to be b'choli becha, that it's going to really permeate the person, and he's going to be 100% wholeheartedly understanding that that's even that, you know, yeah, okay, you're supposed to go because you're supposed to do b'derech hateva, you have to go to the best guy, you have to get your best work, you know, but at the end of the day, it's Rebbein Shalom, the whole thing. It's a big, big, big madrega. V'soyde inyan, here, apparently v'soyde inyan looks to me, right, he's giving the secret of the inyan, meaning something a little bit beneath the surface, okay? Sh'tahafoch es libcha, sh'yeh b'koil el Hashem, that you should turn your heart around, literally, the Lashon, right? Sh'tahafoch, you should turn over your heart. That it should be b'koil in everything, b'chol el Hashem. That it should be in everything to Hashem, meaning relying on Hashem. Oz yivarech Hashem oischa b'koil. Then Hashem will bless you with everything, v'havein. In other words, he's saying something here, mysterious.
This
is the b'koil, so you have the Hashem b'erech es Avram b'koil. Right, the Ramban indicates over there that b'koil is really a secret word. Right, b'koil really means it's perhaps a reference to the Midas HaYesod, which is the where the Shefa all comes through Yesod. So he's going to get everything. He's going to have Parnasa. His daughter is going to marry. You know, he's going to get all the bracha. All the bracha is going to. That's Bakoil. All the brachas. But I think, but besides that, I think that the Gros being Maramas over here also, why is he saying that you should overturn your heart, that it should be Bakoil to Hashem, because Libcha is also the Oisius of Bakoil. So he's saying that you should turn your Libcha, you should turn your heart to Bakoil to Hashem, to that Mida of recognizing that everything is by the Ribbono Hashem, and then Be'emes Hashem will bless you with everything, with that those Oisius Bakoil. When you realize that your libcha is bakoil to the Rabbeinu Shalom,
you don't have the idea about the pasuk Tana Bini Libchali.
I don't have. Okay, but I think that he's not aiming on this, but I think that that's the side over here that he's saying with the ta'afayf. Yeah. Okay. Pasuk Vav. B'chol drachecha do'ehu. In all your ways you should know him. Know Hashem. In the sense of, you know, that regularly we know that do'ehu is a lashon of chibur. Right? Knowing means it's attaching yourself to Hashem through the midah of das, v'hu yiyasher orchisecha, and he will straighten your pathways. So again, we've seen what's the difference between derech and oirech, and the Gemara is going to apply that over here as well. V'chol drachecha de'eil, derech hu begalui k'mo shekasavna l'mala. Derech is an open, revealed, the big path. It's revealed. Everyone sees it. Everyone knows about it. Like we said earlier, kolaymar v'chol adrochem agluim l'tir'eh ataleida. In all the pathways that are revealed to you, you should see to it to know Hashem. Va'amar de'eu, and he said, do'eu shetas l'shem shemaim. That everything, right, you should do it all l'shem shemaim. Everything you do should be done l'shem shemaim.
V'hu yiyasher or chaysecha.
What's that?
Why
is that
tight of do'eu?
That it should be l'shem shemaim, because when he says b'chol adrochem agluyim, okay, the it seems what he means, all the revealed ways, it seems that what he means is like kol masecha l'shem shemayim. Bring this down also on the horos over here, is that in all the things that you do, which is like even the eating and drinking, those are all the revealed ways, the regular things that you're doing, those are the revealed drachim that a person has to be Isaac in, perhaps business and, you know, whatever, some parnasa. So all these things, through all of them, you should see to know Hashem da'eo, which means that you should be doing those things, Hashem Shemaim. Okay, that's a good question. I didn't explain it well. Okay. V'hu yiyasher ochaisecha, and he will then straighten out your orachos, orach ubiskasya. Orach are the things that are the pathways that we said are hidden. Kaloimar, uministaros hu yinakeh. From the hidden things, he will clean. He will clean them. He will clean your, you know, your way. Yashar ochaisecha shalit tekashel, and he will straighten out your paths that you will not be nichshel. In other words, there are these, you know, more hidden. Small pathways along the way, and they might have stumbling blocks, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make sure that if you do what you're supposed to, if you try to know Him in the revealed things, so He will try to make sure that the things that you don't necessarily see so well, right, the hidden paths, will be cleared for you, and you'll be able to, you know, walk straight without stumbling. Okay, V'la'inyan, and the inyan is Shehei Vav Hu Nigla. Okay, here he goes a little bit Kabbalah in Yonim over here. The Hey Vav is the Nigla, right? From the Shem Yudke Vavke. So the Yudke is considered the higher, connected, parallels the higher world. The, you know, if you want to call it the Alma Diskasia, the hidden world up above. And the Vav Hey is what reveals itself down here below. Okay, the Shivas Yimei Bereishis is connected those letters of Vav Hei, without getting into why, but okay, that's Alpi Kabbalah, that's the way it is. So the Gra is saying the Hei and the Vav are the Nigla, right? Again, he's explained before, B'chol Drachecha is the revealed, the Nigla Drachim. So now the Gra says you take that Hei Vav of the Yudke Vavke, which is Hey,
it's Yud and then K and then Vav.
No.
Those two are the ones who are bringing the
no,
Vav K.
No, the last Vav at the end. And so now you have the Hey Chamisha Chum Shei Torah. The Hey is connected to Chamisha Chum Shei Torah. I'll pick up all that. Zer Anpin. That's the connected the six spheres of Chesed Gevurah Tiferes Netzach Hod and Yesod. And the Vav is the Shish Sidrei Mishnah. And the Vav is connected the Shisha Sidra Mishnah. We're going to see in a second. I have to say something about this. There's an interesting phenomenon over here. The Alpi Lezaria, the Pashas, it says Mefurish actually in the Zaria, that the Hey, the Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebiksav is rooted in what's called Zer Anpin, which is the Vav of the Yudke Vavke. Okay, so it's rooted in the Vav. The Teresh Baal Peh is rooted in the Hey of the Yudke Vavke.
Second.
Huh?
First day.
The second Hey. So, but since they're completely interconnected, okay, therefore, the Teresh Baal Peh, which is rooted in the Vav, has Hey Chum Shei Torah. Has five, divides up into five. So it has a Vav mitzad itself, and has a Hey mitzad its division, mitzad its order, mitzad its breakup. And the Shisha Sidrim and the Torah Shebaal Peh, which is, right, the base of Torah Shebaal Peh is the Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. So mitzad itself, it's rooted in the Hey, but it divides up into the Vav, into the six. So you have the Hey Vav by Torah Shebiksav and the Hey Vav by Torah Shebaal Peh. Right? So here the Gros working with the actual division of it. And he's saying that the Hey is connected to Chamishi Chum Shei Torah, and the Vav is the Sheet Sidrei Mishnah. Ach yadua shebehem gnuzim asaydes shu'anelam. But it's known that in them are concealed the secrets, which is the Nelam, which is the Orchis. Right? V'hu seyda aleph shu'apele. That's the seed of the Aleph. The Aleph is the Osius Pele, which refers to something that's hidden. Yeah. The another way you find it is the Alufa Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu Shel is called the Alufa Shel Olam. He's like, that's the hidden Bechina on top of the whole world. So what he's saying is, if you now take that Hey and that Vav and you put it together with the Aleph, that's what he says, Nevelachin Kashem Mischaber a Hey Vav Ima Aleph. So now you have the Hey of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, the Vav of the Shizir Mishnah, and you put it together with the Aleph, which is the Pella, which is the Nelam. Moira al Nister Venelam, right, with the Aleph that's Moira on the Nister Venelam, the Hein Ba'atzman Hu Nigla Kanal. So what do you get? If you have the Hey Vav Aleph, it means He. He is Nister, right? Baruch Ata, right? Ata is noicheach. Ata is go, is revealed. You're speaking to direct. Who means there's someone here that's hidden. He's not revealed. So the word who is built off of the hey and the vav of the nigla together with the aleph combined to it, and that now become that word who is meir on the nister and the nelam. Behem ba'atzman hu nigla kanal. That they themselves really are the nigla. It's like the nister is included in the hevav. It's an extension of the hevav. It's a depth to the hevav. By the way, I don't know if he means this or not, but the truth is that this is also a shtickle tally in how you spell it out. The result discusses that the hey and the vav you could spell out in different ways. So you could spell hey, for example, hey aleph, hey yud, or hey hey. And the vav also, you could do vav vav, vav aleph, vav vav yud vav. Those are the main ways that the result discusses. So theoretically, you know, it could be that there's also, if you use those mila of alfin over here, the hey and the hey aleph for the hey and the vav aleph vav, so that the hey and the vav also have this bechin of nister in them. Yeah, if you're working with that permutation, they have the aleph in them. No, they have the aleph in them. Yeah. I don't know if he means this or not, if he's referring to that, you know, permutation of that filling out of those letters, but on the regular level, you know, we just said what he does say is that you take the hay and the vav and you put together with the aleph. That's the word who, which is meir on the. So that's why is he coming to tell you that? V'hu yiyasher achaisecha. Right, he's saying b'chol drachecha da ehu. So what he means is like this: you have to know in all the revealed ways. You have to da the hay vav. Know the Chamisha Chumshei Torah and the Shisha Sidur Mishnah. Da Hevav. The Eo breaks up with the Da Hevav. Okay, he's a little bit vague. He doesn't like. Oh, he says the next. Vezel b'chodra checha da Eo. This is what it means. B'chodra checha da Eo. Kloimer Da Hevav. Know the Hevav. Shehu Anigla. You have to know the Hevav. You have to know the Nigla. You have to know the Chumash, the Torah Shabbat, and the Torah Shabbat. The Chumash, the Mishnais, meaning obviously together with the Gemara, etc. Vahu yiyasher chesecha, vahu shua nelam shebehevav, that who that's hidden in the hevav, right? Like we described before, the hevav with the aleph, the loop, right? Hu yiyasher haorches shebeskasa, he'll take care of the hidden paths for you. He'll fill in what's difficult for you to see, what's not obvious. He'll take care of that part. Okay.
What are we referring to here with the hidden path exactly? There's like life in general, like you have a malachim, right? That's a,
I think I'm not 100% sure.
Something happening.
My feeling is, and I can't say 100%. My feeling is that he's really directing this, like he does in a few different places, against the chassidim. Yeah, the chassidim were very Isaac, because Rav Nachman Mendel Mishkalov was one of his talmidim of Hakim, writes about this very much by Arichus in Mayim Adirim, which is his Bira on the Isra Rabba. And there he says, you know, all these the people that make themselves look like tzaddikim and they're so oisik in the, and you see, that's the idea. And Nefesh HaChaim, you see this in other places, and the Tziv talks about it. They're all oisik in these high, high, lofty things up there. They're all the way up there with the dveikus and whatever it is. And they come in their mimzalzel in the Ikra Halacha. That was the Taina, whether it's true or not, that's not. This is what they write. This is what the Taina of the Misnagdim was. There'd be mezalzel in all sorts of Maisa mitzvahs. So Memela, they, what did they come along and say over the all the Talmidei HaGra? And I think this is all grown in a number of places, that it's not outracing. Don't worry about what's not Olam HaSeh Elyonin. We live down here. We live in the revealed. You have to go along. Your job is to know the Rabbeinu Shalom only in your drachim, only in the revealed ways, which means do the halacha, do Torah, Shabbat, Torah, Shabbat, learn it, keep it. That's it. What's going up there? That's Rabbeinu Shalom's job. The hidden things of Dveikus and the hidden Olam HaSeh Elyonim and all the different cheshbonos that you think you have, it's not yours. Who Yashar Chesecha? He's going to take care of that stuff. That's what I think is really the Gra's indicating over here. Okay, stop here.